As well as textiles, coal mining was once an important activity in the area. Stanhill Pit provided local employment, as did a large quarry at Kemp Delf that was worked from before 1839 until after World War II had finished. From here can be seen the leads to Liverpool Canal at Church, along which cotton, coal and merchandise was transported. This section was opened in 1810 and was an important unloading and loading point. The canal is 127 miles long with 91 locks. The extra size of these locks enabled the use of bigger, short boats, which could carry up to 45 tons of goods at a time. The modern housing estate below you stands on the site of the former Stanhill Ring Mill. The mill was built in 1907 to produce yarns, and by the 1930s it operated 72,000 ring spindles and employed around 500 people. The mill was closed in the 1980s. The 140-foot chimney was demolished by the famous Fred Dibner in 1985 and formed the basis of an advert for a Sirocco GTX car driven by a stuntman who raced alongside the falling chimney. As you walk further up and along the path, in the distance can be glimpsed the medieval tower of Church Kirk, where James Hargreaves was christened and married. When you return to the main road through the village and turn right and admire the cottages that date from the 18th and early 19th centuries, you will note cottages 2A and 2B are conversions from handloom weavers' cottages. During the 19th century, these two cottages were a beer house known as the Rock. Note also the cottages on Knapp Lane, where the chapel is situated, just after the Stanhill pub. Further along on the left, as you walk up the village towards Nusden, you will see more cottages, some of which may have been the working home of handloom weavers. What many people don't realise is that the front of these cottages were originally the back. The modern housing estate stands on the site of the former Stanhill Mill, founded in 1860 by Pearson and Briggs. Cotton manufacturing took place there until 1963, when the mill was converted into a food pickling factory. For much of the 20th century, Stanhill Village had a coal mine and brickworks and supported a post office, three pubs, a co-op and a village store. Today, all that is left is the Stanhill Working Men's Club, formerly the Moorcock, and the Stanhill pub, where thirsty and hungry walkers of this trail can refresh themselves and examine pictures of old Stanhill.